The coldness in her eyes was new to him.
I'm talking about avenging my master. They murdered him, Zirid. I will not let it stand. Do you think I don't know exactly what I'm doing? What it will cost?
No, I don't think you know.
You're wrong. I want help from you, Zirid, not a lecture. Now I need to get to Coruscant. Will you help?
He'd been working alone since he'd mustered out. Preferred it that way. But working with Aaron had always felt right. If he was going to fly with anyone, it would be her. His comm buzzed. He checked it. Saw an encrypted message from Orin. Decrypted it. Goods are aboard, Fat Man. Leave immediately. Cargo is hot. He looked across the table at Aaron.
Your timing is good.
Her eyes formed a question.
I'm flying to Coruscant too. Right now.
What?
She looked dumbfounded. He pushed back his chair and stood.
Coming?
She stayed in her chair.
You're flying to Coruscant? Now?
Right now.
She stood.
Then yes, I'm coming.
Whatever you flew here, you need to leave it. We're taking only my ship.
Aaron tapped on her comlink and spoke over the sound of the casino.
T6, put the Raven in lockdown. I am going off planet. Monitor our usual subspace channel, and I will contact you when I can.
The droid's answering beeps were lost to the cacophony. They started picking their way through the crowd. Aaron took him by the bicep and pulled his ear to her mouth.
It can't be coincidence, you know. Consider the timing. The Force brought us here at this moment so that we can help each other. You see that, don't you?
At a table near them, bells rang, and Azabrak raised his arms high, shouting with joy.
Jackpot!
The Azabrak said.
Jackpot!
Zirid decided that he had to tell her. He shouted over the noise.
If the Force brought us together, then the Force has an odd sense of humor.
Her eyes narrowed in a question.
What are you talking about?
He dived in.
Listen, what I'm doing makes what you're doing look like charity work.
Her expression fell, and her body leaned backwards slightly.
What do you mean?
I'm going to give you another chance to ask that question before I answer it. Before you do, realize that I would make this run whether you came or not, Aaron. I'm not proud of it, but I have to do it. Now, do you want to know?
Yes,
she said and blinked.
But later, right now, and do not look around. There are people watching us.
An effort of will kept his eyes on her. Orin had told him the cargo was hot, but he didn't realize it was that hot. He feigned a smile.
Where? How many?
Two that I can see. A human male at the bar, brown jacket, long black hair. To my right, a human male in a long black coat and gloves.
You sure?
He nodded as if he was agreeing with something she said.
Mostly.
How do we play it?
He asked her. Funny how they so easily fell back into old rules. She giving the orders, and he obeying them.
We play dumb and make for the spaceport. We'll evaluate as we go. Then...
Then?
Her hand went under her cloak to the hilt of her lightsaber.
Then we improvise.
He took mental stock of all the weapons he bore and their location on his person.
Good enough,
he said, and they headed for the exit.